This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. 10 Americans freed in a prisoner swap with Venezuela are back in the U.S. The U.S. released a close ally of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro in exchange. The AP's Sagar Magani.
The Biden administration has made its boldest move yet to improve relations with a major South American oil-producing nation. The U.S. has freed a key ally of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro in exchange for releasing 10 Americans.
Every American being held in Venezuela.
The deal also includes extradition to the U.S. of the fugitive defense contractor known as Fat Leonard, who was at the heart of a massive Pentagon bribery scandal. While Maduro associate Alex Saab's release is a big concession, U.S. officials say it was essential in order to free the Americans. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Today is expected to be one of the busiest days for holiday air travel. The AAA expects 115 million of us to go somewhere for the holidays. Most will drive, and that could be a challenge in some places because of the weather. The AP's Jennifer King.
Heavy rain drenched California on Wednesday. The National Weather Service says the storms could lead to floods and mudslides. They could also disrupt holiday travel plans for millions of people. Jennifer King, the Associated Press.
Some top Democrats are worried that a dip in black voter turnout, along with other challenges, could doom President Biden and the Democrats in 2024. Just 50% of black adults said they approved of President Biden in an AP poll. That's compared with 86% in July of 2021. The Israeli military says it's found a Hamas command center in the heart of Gaza City. It says Hamas has been using a vast underground network to move weapons, militants, and supplies throughout the Gaza Strip. This is AP News. There's a vehicle recall.
Toyota has announced the recall of 1 million vehicles. The automaker says the recall is due to a defect that could cause airbags not to deploy, increasing the chances of injury. It covers Toyota and Lexus vehicles from model years 2020 to 2022. Included are Toyota Avalons, Camrys, Highlanders, RAV4s, Siennas, and Corollas, plus some hybrids of those models. The Lexus models included in the recall are the ES250 sedan and the RX350 SUV, among others. The vehicles being recalled have sensors in the front passenger seat that may have been manufactured improperly. I'm Mike Hempen.
Minnesota has a program to give free school breakfasts and lunches to all students, but it's costing more than expected because of a jump in demand. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.